Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another podcast. We have arrived at, oh my goodness, what a moment. Can you imagine being this guy? 18th chapter of John, 23rd verse, and it reads like this. And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest like that?" The literal Greek translation, he gave Jesus a slap on the face. To strike with the palm of the hand was an insult. It was confrontational, as it would be now. Not much has changed culturally regarding that. Could you imagine being the guy that does this? He accuses Jesus of answering sort of as a smart aleck. And I don't think that Jesus was being a smart aleck. I believe that Jesus was trying to steer the chief priest towards the right answer. You want to know who I am? Go talk to my disciples about my doctrine. Remember, the man had just asked, tell us about your disciples and your doctrine. Jesus basically flips that question and says, you want to know about my doctrine? Go talk to my disciples. I haven't done anything in private. I preached it all in the open. I preached it all in the world, the synagogues and the temples, anywhere where Jews were assembling. That's how you ought to know what I've done. Well, then he strikes Jesus because of an attitude. Listen to Jesus' response, verse 23. If I've spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me? Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. So Annas is the father-in-law, one of the chief priests. He's the father-in-law to that year's high priest, Caiaphas. And we dealt with that a few days ago. But notice that answer. Let's talk about that answer for a moment, because our little scene is about to shift back to Peter out at warming his hands by the fire. If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil, but if well, why do you strike me? In other words, if I've spoken evil, then tell me what was evil and tell me why it was evil. Bear witness of the evil. But if I've spoken well, then why have you hit me? And Jesus is not backing down from his statement, and he's not backing down from the attitude behind his statement. He's simply showing that he has spoke nothing derogatory against the priesthood. And this is crucial for us to get, because Jesus had the right to speak against the priesthood. He had the right to come against religion. He had the right to make fun of Caiaphas if need be, and he doesn't. Even in this moment when he could defend himself, he does not attack Caiaphas. I believe, and I said this a few days ago, that's why, or I alluded to it a few days ago, that's why that story of the rich man and Lazarus was so important, because it was a veiled reference to Caiaphas. He's the one who sumptuously fares sumptuously every day and wears fine linen. He's the one with a father and five brothers, Annas and the five brothers that will become the priests of the temple. He's the one that is living every day in a hell in which he has no water in his soul. He's the one that won't believe even if I raise one named Lazarus from the dead. And then Jesus raises a Lazarus from the dead, and it infuriates Caiaphas. So much so that he no doubt runs off to his father-in-law, Annas, and tells him the story. And now Annas has a chance to interrogate Jesus in John 18, and he does. And Jesus' response is, if you really want to know what I'm made of, walk right out there and ask the people who I helped and who I touched. They'll tell you what I'm made of. And he doesn't attack them, and he doesn't call their name, and he doesn't come against their system, and they slap him in the face. And his response to that slap is, if I really did something against you, then I deserve to be slapped, but I haven't said anything to point you out. Please remember that the grace response is not an attack. If it's an attack, it's not grace. The grace response is love. The grace response sometimes is even not to respond. Yeah, swallow that one. That's a big pill, I know. Sometimes it's not to respond. It's to simply be. Go rest in Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.